Also, today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Squarespace. Here's the deal, right? You want a website, it's hard to build, but Squarespace makes it easy with beautiful templates created by world-class designers. You are just a few clicks away from creating an amazing looking website. Plus, their analytics will help you grow in real time. And if you have a question, their award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace, okay? And if you're going to go to Squarespace, use our offer code BONKERS, that's B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website domain. Let's do it, Squarespace.
Hey, everybody. Before we start today's podcast, I want to let you in on a little thing here. Before the shows, we normally play the trailer of the movie we're about to talk about. It figures very prominently into today's show, the trailer, so I want to play you the trailer right now so you understand a reoccurring joke that happens throughout this podcast. Enjoy.
In the year 2455, on a routine training mission, a team of students is about to discover a life form frozen in time.
Wow.
They're on their way back. Prepare for docking and power up the lab.
You brought him on board?
Everything's under control, ma'am.
What the hell is going on?
Jason Voorhees, that's what's going on.
He's an unstoppable killing machine.
Guys, it's okay. He just wanted his machete back.
How do we get off the ship?
I don't know.
Look, we're gonna be all right.
What? Are you high?
Uh-oh.
You have got to get them out of there.
Hey, Slappy!
I think we're finally okay.
What the hell is that?
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, wow.
It's been modified.
Oh, you think?
You guys might want to run.
I don't think he's out there.
Why don't you just stick your head out and have a peek?
In space, no one can hear you say, eh. We saw Jason 10, so you know what that means.
What's a nigga grow a baby in his belly? Rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow. And take a bow of speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul, and the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Ran the games in Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado, the Birdemic, how we staying alive. They call it in the badass, and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes, cause they cool as ice. Cause a bad Jim Varney. Looking kinda nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you: how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth! And hello, people of Largo! We are live here in Los Angeles at Largo at the Coronet, our LA home, and we love this place. It's so fantastic. If you're in LA, come check out a show here. Not just our show, but the many amazing shows that are here. We have an amazing audience, a 10 o'clock audience. I know the people at home, they don't know what that difference is, but you guys bring the heat. You're a little bit more drunk, you're a little bit more loud. And we appreciate it. We need it. Because today is our Halloween episode, and what better way to celebrate Halloween than with the death of a franchise? Here to talk to me tonight about this film is my co-host, Jason Mantzoukas! Welcome.
What's up, jerks?
Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Paul.
Jason, a movie of your namesake.
Oh, thank God. Finally, finally, all of the requests for this movie franchise to be talked about so that my name could be in it have been answered, and here we are. Jason X.
Now,
the movie about Jason Voorhees and Malcolm X combined into
so
one character.
Many people had, so many people had the Jason X hat.
Yeah.
so many people. Jason, where do you fall in the Friday the 13th?
When I tell you zero,
yeah,
a lot of my notes are reminders to ask you guys or the nerds what the myth. It took me until the very end of the movie to be like, oh right, no, Jason is the main character.
Well,
because I was like, I think he's gonna kill all the people.
But here's the thing, I find myself in the same camp. I've seen a handful of Jason movies. I think one of our guests tonight will have a little bit more knowledge than us, but I believe that someone with our knowledge level wrote this movie. Like, it didn't feel like it was a lot of deep dive.
No, the person watched Aliens, rewrote it, and instead of an alien, it was Jason, and they were like, that's the fucking movie. There's a ship, and all of it. It's the same thing.
I literally feel like it was a fever dream that happened in 2001.
Yeah.
Like, Jason in space. And then that was about all the thought process.
I feel like there was a phone call at one point. There was like, hey, you remember when you said Jason in space as a joke? We're going to do it. And the person was like, I don't think you should. I was very much joking.
There was an odd time, though, because the Leprechaun franchise, a movie we also did here on the show, also went to space. Leprechaun in space. I feel like there was a couple moments where like, ah, fuck it, I don't know. Put them on space.
Heightening. It's like that's yeah. Just heightening. Well, where else do we got to go?
Space?
Oh, I guess so. I guess that's what we're doing.
Well,
Fast and Furious in space.
Yeah. By the way, I don't want to take credit for this.
I think Fast 10 is a mashup of the Fast and Furious movies with Apollo 10.
I'll take it. I don't want to say that we did this, but I believe that we mentioned that it should be in space in our podcast, and then one reporter finally got a question to F. Gary Gray about it during the press tour, and he's like, you never know. Yeah. It wasn't like, no.
Yep. Additional
writing almost more like,
by. Yeah. Additional writing by How Did This Get Made podcast.
Get us that
WGA
credit.
Arbitration.
Let's do it. Let's bring
you guys
out
love
our
inside union writing union jokes, right?
Guys, we have a lot of specific material about arbitration.
Ooh, gotta
stories, characters,
the SAG
plot
after
points.
Writers Guild healthcare plans.
We struck, we won, we're ready to
Why
go back
is there
to
a
work.
Writers Guild East and a West? Unclear.
What if this whole show just became really a deep dive into who gets all the credits? This is based on a story by, obviously.
Oh, obviously. Characters but screenplay by someone else.
Yeah, there you go. Tonight is a How Did This Get Made all-star performance, which means that we have not one, but two guests who've been on the show before and are coming back again. Our first guest, you know this guy from the show Transparent on Amazon. You also know him from movies like The House and Baywatch, but more importantly, as a brand new YouTube Red series that he created. Please welcome Rob Hubel. I realize that I just said that you created a YouTube show, but I didn't give you the name. It's called...
No, don't say the name of it.
Nope.
And it fits in.
It out.
And it fits in perfectly here. Do you want to see a dead body?
That's right.
And you can be watching that on YouTube Red right now. Right now? Now.
That's
when
right.
When this comes out, this That's is right. Right now. So, Rob, I believe that you have a deep knowledge base of Jason.
I heard you say that. That's not true.
No, really?
No.
You're not, don't have like a...
No, I like horror movies.
Yeah.
But I don't
not
like...
these.
Not especially. Yeah. Like
these were not...
But I will say, I like the song in the trailer. Let the bodies hit the floor! Let the body...
And if I'm not wrong, you are going to sing our Second Opinions theme tonight, later, right?
If theme song
the
is...
Let the bodies hit the floor! Let the opinions hit the floor!
But I appreciate...
I don't have a huge knowledge.
You don't? Okay.
I've watched a bunch of them, but I was very little.
Okay. Well, then I will pimp you into another story.
I was a little boy.
But you this do have... Weird. You did almost... severely injured yourself while wearing a Jason mask, though, right?
I have a scar. Only you would know that story. I have a scar on my face that I... Fuck you. I have a scar on my face from a what I thought would be a funny prank when I was in college. A bunch of us went away on like a date situation. A bunch of couples went to a... This sounds crazy.
Is this an orgy?
I was hoping... Oh, I hope my wife doesn't listen to this. It was college. But anyway... We all went away for a weekend to a summer camp. Somehow, someone rented out this summer camp, and so it was like, 20 couples. And so I was very excited. I'm going to keep this very brief.
Please,
I didn't know you were going to say that. I thought, oh, well, I got to scare everybody. Like, I do love being scared, and I love scaring people. So I brought a hockey mask, and I brought a long blonde wig, and I brought a hatchet with me. And so the first night, it was college. Like, everyone's drinking and smoking weed and partying. And I was like, it got really late, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to scare everybody. And so I put on my hockey mask and my wig, and I went up, and everybody was down in this like one cabin. And I remember like sitting there like getting full on Kane Hodder, like just like like really. And I started, so I had my hatchet and my fucking wig, and I was like running, and my plan was just gonna like burst into this cabin and like scare everyone. Well, I was running like as fast as I could, and all of a sudden I thought someone stepped out from behind a tree and hit me in the face with a baseball bat. What it actually was, it was a children's summer camp where we were, and I ran into a clothesline. Like a wire, like an old rusty wire, full speed, like as fast as I can run. And I can run like 60, 70 miles an hour.
You're like a leopard.
So knocked off my... Anyway, I have a scar on my face. Thank you for this.
I will say... That story, in that story, you do use the name of the actor who plays Jason.
I do know,
which
yes.
means you know more about this movie yes. franchise than
well,
I do.
We have a good Kane Hodder story.
Yeah, we'll tell Kane Hodder right? yeah. as we get into it. Our second guest tonight, fantastically funny performer. She does a show here at Largo, but she has a movie right now on Amazon Prime. It's called Landline. You can watch it right now. It's fantastic. She also is one of the stars of the new Netflix series, Big Mouth. Please welcome Jenny Slate. Welcome. Woo! Welcome, Jenny.
Hi.
You are the person that now I felt bad that we made you watch this because you're not watching horror movies.
Furious. I really didn't know that this would be the kind of movie. And in
fact, we got you to agree.
Let me tell you what, Jason, that he was texting to see if I was feeling okay because I had the flu for like 90 years. And then it was like in the, are you okay, blah, 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 do you want to do this show? I was like, okay. And then I get a very formal email from Paul saying, be here then, da, da, the movie is Jason X.
Yeah.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I watched it a couple hours ago. I'm literally dressed like a man because I felt like so scared. I like put up my largest clothes on just to leave.
So you felt as though you had no recourse from fear other than to dress as a man.
look at the world around you.
In theory, protecting yourself from certain doom, because the killer would be like, oh, it's not a pretty girl, it's just some man.
Yeah. It's just a scared man. No one wants to talk to him. Who gives a hoot about that fellow?
Who gives a crap about that guy?
Don't come over here.
I will say, though, I think you got off really easy because on the scare factor, this is not that scary.
No, at all. It's not scary at all.
Not scary.
There's a couple of gross out moments, but
that's really it. A lot of gross stuff.
I would say the gross stuff has nothing to do with killing and
some
Jason.
I would say that
there's two that I can think of, and they both have to deal with nipples.
Oh. Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Can I mean, I'm sure you have like an order here.
No, there's no order. Go ahead.
Well, what really stunned me about this film, and really, my mouth was open the whole time. I just can't believe any of it. But that at the beginning, when they're trying to decide whether or not to freeze. First of all, I don't understand why Jason's so upset, but that's another thing. But secondly, and I haven't seen any of Jason's other movies, but they're like, should we freeze him? Should we not? And then the scientist goes, this is the grossest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. I want him soft.
Yeah.
You want him
soft? No, I wrote that down too.
No, you don't.
Well, first of all, let's just even step it back and go.
Sorry.
No, you were right. I'm just saying that Crystal Lake was a campground. And when this movie opens, it's the Crystal Lake Research Facility. So in some years, this, like, kids camp has now become like a science facility.
Yes, that checks out. That totally checks out.
You know what? I will get on board for that. Why, other than our main, the main woman who lives to be in the future with him, you've got Jason, you've got like six dudes that he kills, and then it's giant facility with nobody else in it.
That is completely dark.
It's a very big facility.
It's enormous.
With a scientist that looks sort of like Matthew Modine.
Yep.
I was like, is that? No, it's not.
No, it's David Cronenberg.
It's David Cronenberg.
No, not.
Oh. Yeah, that's David Cronenberg.
In the beginning,
guy. the guy that's like, don't you
soft.
Worry about it.
Oh, okay, great.
Blah, blah, blah.
Great.
That's David Cronenberg. Okay.
Well, by the way, David Cronenberg.
And I was like, oh no, Cronenberg?
And Cronenberg sets up something.
He was there for like a day then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think an hour and a half.
Yeah. He was there for 45 seconds.
Yeah. Cronenberg sets up something that I don't believe is canon of Jason. And here you go. Take a listen.
What are you doing here?
I'm taking the specimen.
Well, you can't. I haven't prepped the cryostasis chamber.
I don't want him frozen, Rowan. I want him soft.
We've already discussed this.
Yeah, well, I had to go over your head. I'm moving him to our Scran facility.
Dr. Wimmer, you can't risk transporting him through open country.
This isn't open for discussion. His unique ability to regenerate lost and damaged tissue, and it cries out for more research.
And you're willing to risk the deaths of innocent civilians if he escapes?
Yes. But I'm sure Sergeant Marcus and his men can handle the transfer just fine. Sergeant?
Everything's under control, man.
You know what? We're not going to light him at all. We're going to have Cronenberg lit, and the other guy, he's in the shadow.
The other guy looks like the guy who was like Rambo's buddy in Rambo. But I didn't know that was a part of Jason's like lore, that he could just regenerate like a vampire.
Throughout the movie, it's as if Jason Voorhees is Wolverine.
Yeah, it's...
And that I don't think was part of the story.
I don't know if they ever said it per se, okay. But it's like implied that like...
That he can come
he's
back.
He's unkillable, yeah.
But is he a ghost? Is he dead?
Does he have a soul?
First of all, I don't understand...
I wrote these questions. Does Jason... What is Jason? I wrote Cronenberg! ! What is Jason? Which, for me, is an existential note.
Right. That's not even about the film.
No, that was not about the film.
That's just your stuff.
What is Jason?
That's from when I was just looking at myself in the mirror.
The first thing I wrote down, the writer who wrote this is named Todd Farmer, and I wrote, keep your day job, Farmer. And I'm not going to say that
joke. He's a farmer.
He's a farmer.
He is a farmer.
Jason has no motivation as a character. He is just like, he's like a...
Well, this
like
is the 10th movie. Like, right. it would be...
Did he ever?
Yeah, I asked like, my friend who I watched the movie with because I was too afraid to watch it alone.
You got friends.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. Love being popular. Louise. I mean, come on.
I get it. I watched it alone. I had an existential crisis. I get it. You have friends.
I was telling you. Go ahead, sir.
Well, he said that Jason got pushed into a lake a long time ago and he's upset.
It's not.
But that's what. Guys, that's what I heard. That's
Jenny,
what I heard. But
Jenny,
why
I have
is he
an
mad
update.
Right when he wakes up
I have
right
an update.
Now? He's like,
your friends
I'm ready.
Are morons.
Well, I will say that on the commentary track, the writer did admit to never seeing the other movies.
Wow.
And here, if you want a quick look back at the Jason films, part one, Jason's mother is Jason. She's stalking and murdering.
She is Jason?
Yes, she's wearing the mask, and she is stalking and murdering the teenagers of Camp Crystal Lake because Jason drowned in the lake due to their negligence.
Yeah.
So that's a cool idea. She's decapitated
so it's
at
like
the end.
A revenge story for the mother.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go to outer space.
No, and then part two, Jason is alive and he's a fully grown man. He returns to Crystal Lake to guard it from intruders. 5 years after the events of the first film, Jason murders a new group of campers. And then the final girl finds a shrine in the woods to Mrs. Voorhees' head. And then Jason kills her with a machete.
This reminds me of when I was a little boy.
Oh, no, she kills Jason with a machete. Part three, Jason removes the machete from his shoulder and finds his way to a local farm where he hides in the barn and kills anyone who comes in. And then finds a hockey mask to hide his face. And then seemingly
When the hockey mask arrives?
Well, I mean...
There's no hockey mask in previous movies?
I think that had to be. Maybe...
There wasn't.
Oh,
there
wow.
Wasn't? You shut is that, your mouth.
Is that... So
thank you for that information. Wait, what?
It's almost at the end of the third movie.
Oh, it's almost at the end. So Jason finds the hockey mask.
So in the early movies, what is he wearing on his dumb face?
A bag.
You see him from the back.
Bag?
A bag.
Oh.
Yeah, he's wearing like a
bag.
He's wearing like a burlap sack.
Like a burlap
Forget
sack?
It.
Yeah, yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
In the first movie, he's not wearing anything. It's just his mom.
His mom's nude? Not for nothing. Consider yourself about to be watched Friday the 13th one.
So if you
tell me there's nude moms in this movie, what do you think my preferred channel on Pornhub is?
So if you couldn't hear it clearly enough, first movie, Jason's mom is wearing nothing.
Yeah.
Second movie,
yeah.
Jason's wearing a bag over his head. Third movie, bag until hockey mask. Then we go into, he's seemingly killed by an axe to the head in part three. Then the final chapter starts with Jason killing everyone in the morgue that he's taken to. Then he returns.
Wait a minute.
Killing everyone in the morgue is
killing
easy.
Everyone
They're already
in the morgue
gone.
Sounds like a bit redundant.
Yeah, we both really, you know.
And then he
like
returns.
To open
then
the drawer. Stab.
It's to build up his self-confidence. Jason's point, he did get an axe in his head, so he thought those people were alive. Then he returns to Camp Crystal Lake, kills everyone, and then a character named Tommy, who's at the cabin near the camp, kills Jason. Then a new beginning starts with Jason, with Tommy being committed to a mental institution, while a copycat takes on Jason's likeness. Then Jason lives.
Wait, Tommy becomes Jason?
Yes. Then Tommy visits Jason's grave and accidentally resurrects him.
Wait a minute. Accidentally resurrects him?
I think there was like a lightning bolt.
Yeah, lightning strikes the grave.
I was such a little boy.
And then
Tommy...
I don't
like thinking about you as
a kid. By the way, lightning and electricity can reanimate anyone.
Always.
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 And then it gets crazy. Then he's like chained... put to the bottom of the lake. Then part seven, Jason's telekinetically resurrected by Tina, who is trying to bring back her father.
I want to see her.
And then Tina returns Jason to the bottom of the lake. And then part eight, Jason goes to Manhattan.
Oh, shit.
Where he works for Meryl Streep and is dating Adrienne Grenier. Not a lot of people know that Jason Voorhees was originally cast in The Devil Wears Prada. And they shot 30% of the movie with him and were like, it's not working.
It didn't work. Then he's melted by toxic waste. And then And Jason goes to hell the final Friday. Jason is resurrected, but we don't know why. The FBI is hunting him and then kills him. He survives by possessing different beings until his niece stabs him with a magic dagger and sends him to hell. So that's...
Wait, isn't there a Jason Freddy movie?
Yeah.
Yes, but that's not canon.
Oh.
That is a side...
That's like a one-off?
That's like the New Hope. That's like a side movie going... Yeah. Or, you know, not New Hope, I mean Rogue One, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, Rogue One is still canon.
Just a side movie. It's not part of the trilogy.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
We might not have answers, but one of these dildos might. When and why is he obsessed with his machete? And also, where did it come from in this movie? He's all chained up.
His old one that he sees
on the... Yeah, he's all chained up in the prison. And then when he's free, he's like, got my machete.
Yeah.
He has it when he's frozen.
Before they freeze him, he's all chained up in the opening scene, right?
Right.
Also, is the opening credits take place in hell?
No, that's inside the body.
Okay. I wasn't paying good enough attention.
That was like Inner Space. Have you seen the movie Inner Space?
Yes.
And not to bring up that I obviously watched this with a very cool friend, but that's what my friend said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I your cool friend?
No, I watched it with another cool friend. You're cool. I didn't watch it
with anybody, so I didn't have any...
Can I tell you how I watched this, Paul? Very briefly, we're sleep training our baby right now, which don't have babies. And so basically what that means is you just let your baby cry and you know, you don't go in there, and then they figure out, like, oh, I'm going to be okay. So I was...
Or they realize you don't love them.
So I was watching the movie with one headphone in right by her room and watching the baby monitor like this. And it was fucking... The baby monitor was what was scaring me. Because, you know, it's just like a little tiny person like...
I will
Jason thing, I'm like, that's dumb. Okay.
By the way, you need to score your baby monitor to let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, no.
Hey, babe, come here. Look at this.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Just your adorable child.
I watched this movie on an airplane because I needed to cram it in before I got back here.
Ooh, never say the phrase "cram it in" again.
And I was sitting
next to him. I want
him soft. I'd appreciate it.
Like him soft.
Ooh, cram it in while it's soft.
I was sitting next to a child, and the...
My child?
Yes. Who was doing fine.
Who was fast asleep.
You're sleep training my baby on a plane.
And, you know, that's why you're supposed to do it, by the way. They don't tell you that in the books. Yeah. You take your baby...
You gotta plane train those babies.
Yeah, plane train them.
Plane train an automobile.
So I'm watching this movie on an airplane next to a child. I feel like the first thing, the kid like looks over at my iPad and sees like somebody's head get like sliced off. I'm like, ooh. And I kind of like cover up my iPad. And then I'm watching it further, and then there's that scene with like the two girl campers. And it's the only time that like real nudity is in the movie. I'm like, ah. And then I turn it like
there's
this.
There's real nudity earlier in the movie.
Very little with the
robot's nipples.
They fall off.
It was so clinical.
Wait, let's get to that.
The nipples fall right off.
We'll get there. Okay. Sorry.
I have a 30-minute monologue about that.
I got nervous and the nudity came on with the kid that I turned my iPad out to the aisle, which meant that I was just flashing.
Yeah. Which meant that you basically like, hey, anybody want to get a look at this? Check it out.
It was so... I was like, I was really mortified. And then I was like, now I'm like this fucking creepo who's like watching like a Jason movie on my iPad. Like everyone's like watching like Baby Driver and Spider-Man. I'm like, yeah.
Like you're watching like legit trash.
Like, and I clearly bought it. It's not even on the seat back entertainment.
No.
It's like, I gotta watch this shit here.
I don't wanna watch what you've got. I've got my own, what I think is better. That's the message you're sending is my watching is more important than what you have on offer, and it's this.
I tried to make my note taking really like apparent because I just didn't want, I wanted to be like, well, clearly he's doing it for some sort of reason.
So you've got like what? Like
I'm a writer.
A quill and a bottle of ink. taking notes, what? Just me taking notes.
Hey everybody, we have to take a brief break in the insanity to give a few words from our sponsors. Number one, our sponsors ourselves. You like How Did This Get Made? We got brand new t-shirts designed by the genius Brandon Bird. Go check out our brand new t-shirts over at podswag.com, so you can check out everything you want there, from pins to stickers to whatever. But I love this shirt. It's Jason, June, and I with a New York City background. June's got birds out of her mouth, Jason's got the city in his head, and I have the Statue of Liberty coming out of my noggin. It's a really cool shirt, and it's available right now on podswag.com. But you know what? Maybe you're not into t-shirts. Maybe you're into amazing websites. Well, I got you covered. Let me tell you something, people. Squarespace isn't fucking around because they care about the World Wide Web. How long will we even have the World Wide Web? So we don't know. It could be stopping any day. I'm basing this on no knowledge. No one's telling me to say this, but get your last licks in on the World Wide Web. We don't know how much longer it's going to be there. But while it's there, make sure that you have a beautiful website. Make sure you have a website that stands out. Make sure you build your website with Squarespace, okay? They got beautiful templates that make you look like a world-class web designer. People are like, how did you make that? Like, oh, I hired a really expensive person. Or go, oh, I learned how to code, you fucking jerk. That's how I made it. I put some fucking metal to the pedal. Is that what you do? Or you put your foot to the, I don't know. Anyway, here's the deal, people. Customize everything on that page. I've done my own page there at paulshear.com. Did I design it myself? No, I paid someone to do it. But they did it, and it's easy for me to upkeep. Go to paulshear.com. You can use their analytic tools to help you grow in real time. And everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. So when people go to my website, it actually looks good on an iPad or a phone. That's something that you don't ever realize. It looks good there, and it's easy to look good there. They got 200 extensions to choose from. And if you're someone who likes extensions, that's a fuckload of extensions. Plus, there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. You got a question, Squarespace is going to help you. They got 24/7 customer support. Here's the deal. Make your dream a reality, unless your dream is like creepy and weird and like you're wearing a mask and you're chasing people down a hallway with a machete. Then don't make that dream a reality. But if your dream is about like making a website, then that make that one a reality. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS, that's BONKERS, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code BONKERS.
I have a back up a question about this opening scene, and then we should probably move on.
Yeah, sure.
Why am I driving the podcast?
You know what?
But
this is a hostile
but
takeover.
But isn't this the scene where they go in and Jason's chained up, and then they come back and you know, and the guy puts the coat over his face? Isn't that just stolen from Silence of the Lambs? That is the scene from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. No, I feel like this guy, this writer, didn't have any issue with that. He said the movie is based so much on Alien that he named one of the characters after Tom Skerritt's character in the Alien film. Like he named
every single character, like the cowboy hat, fucking coat, like
everybody. It is. It really is. Just man, Skerritt. The guy's a legend. I was gonna talk about Alien more, and then I was just like, we need more Tom Skerritt in the world. Just saying. mustache. Oh, I'll sit in this. I don't care.
All right, so here we are. We're
no,
at
no,
camp.
No, Paul, Paul. Scary. All right, let's go.
So here we are, Camp Crystal Lake Research Facility, a place that's seemingly uninhabited, with no lights, and very damp. There's like literally water on the floor. They have this test subject. He's a serial killer. They want to hold. They yet let him keep his hockey mask on, which seems like they would, I think that you'd want to see what was under the hockey mask, or you wouldn't have to let him.
There's a weird line where they where they're first assessing him, where they say that hockey has been outlawed.
Well, that's in the future.
Yeah,
the future.
In 2024. Yeah. Was yeah. When they outlawed
but they
hockey.
Don't tell us why hockey has been outlawed.
Football's still going on Earth 2 in this movie. Hockey
our
been
technology. Also, the guy realizes it's a hockey mask, and I was like, obviously they're in the future, but they're like 450 years in the future.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a hockey mask would be that recognizable.
No.
Yeah, if it's been outlawed for that long.
But
yeah.
Also, their technology, they're you know, they're using, like, you know, FaceTime.
Oh,
you know?
They are also wearing half shirts.
Yeah. They're all in chenille sweaters.
Everybody's wearing half shirts.
Why are they wearing that in a lab? Like, yep. She's like
it's
giving him an operation in
so
horny a sweater. Why are they, those two dorks are so horny and then they just go and
why don't you guys
no
come
reason?
Back when you're more focused?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoa. That's
it really
crazy
is
science.
Transplanting
stuff.
All of the horniness of summer camp
yeah.
onto a spaceship, which yes. is. So weird.
A spaceship out of a CW show, and I mean that in no offense
yeah.
to CW. It's
you know
just
what, though?
So
offense to CW.
Yeah.
It's just
but really bad graphics.
It's like so
they're putting CW on blast.
There's some also there's some digital blood in this that is also really bad. When the guy gets his arm cut off, like
yeah.
there's some I had to go back and go. Just fucking try. Like, try to make the blood spurt.
The first arm that gets cut off of,
yeah,
like, the dork.
Yeah,
who, by
yeah.
the way, why would he be allowed on that science expedition? He's like a dumbass. He's like the stupidest. Why would they have brought him? And he needs it.
Is he
you
from
can't
the
have
movie
that kind
Step
of hair
up?
If you work in a lab.
Sure.
You, like, have your hair out.
I know. You think it's Moose from Step Up, but it's
yeah.
not.
Who is...
So, basically, but we won't even know, like... So, you know, Jason is accidentally frozen. This space crew comes, like, salvaging Earth 1. But we don't even know what this crew is. They don't seem like they have any job. Like, in Alien, they're like, oh, they're like space truckers, essentially. Like, you know, on, you know, Serenity, they're like pirates. You know, they're kind of doing clandestine stuff. Here, it just looks like a bunch of young, good-looking people who are kind of all equal scientists.
It's like a school. It's like a mobile school.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. There is a school element.
Because the guy's
a
professor.
Because of and he loves his nipples to be yanked.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Even 450 years from now,
yeah.
he's still
450 years from now, he's wearing current day like negligees.
What was the line that the girl says?
What
about her midterm?
Oh no, right? When she's like, do it, and then he goes, you pass! Just like, such a funny thing to say at orgasm.
By the way, some of you guys,
you
I'm
pass.
Gonna guess in this audience, two of you are gonna have sex tonight. Scream, you pass.
You pass!
Or
oh
if you're
God.
Listening to this on the podcast with your lover, scream, you pass.
You pass!
Let's just hear it in real time here.
Good.
Right there?
Yeah.
Right in vagina?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
You pass.
No.
That's your assignment. Yes.
Look at that.
Good shot.
That's your
assignment.
Hey, Bill, do we need the cutaway of the nipple? Yeah, we definitely do. Okay, let's go ahead and
okay,
light
we got to get that insert yeah. on that nipple getting clamped.
This is the most distressing scene. The teacher is in a woman's negligee getting his nipples clamped.
He's very hairy, too.
Yeah, and he's really enjoying
and
it.
And here's the thing. That ugh. Is, that device is too big.
I thought when she first brought it in, it was gynecological equipment.
That's what I thought, too.
I don't like this already, and then I didn't like this more than the thought of the thing that I didn't like.
What do you think? My question is this the tool's intended use? Or is this a
maybe she just grabbed
use?
It. She's like, she's oh, like, I'm about to see Professor, and oh. just grabbed it on her way from the lab.
Oh, I'm going
to
grab
she
champagne.
She was really thinking about the rosé, yeah.
this, like, something that is like hedge trimming shears in size.
Oh,
the other
is
thing,
she having sex? She has I mean, her underwear
that's
on.
That's the other like, thing yeah. that I was just about to say, and then I just stopped myself because I was like, I don't know if I can live through what I'm about to say. You go, Rob.
Well, when I
if
have
you
sex,
die, Jenny,
when I have sex,
if you die, we will have lightning strike you to reanimate you.
And then apparently this man climaxing is what awakes Jason. Like,
wait, really?
Because
yeah,
he doesn't like horniness.
Yeah, that's he doesn't. It. That's the one thing that we know.
He hates fucking teens.
He hates teens that fuck.
Yeah.
But he hates fucking teens.
Right.
He hates
real,
fucking teens.
Yeah,
he's fucking
a real
teens.
Prude. He fucking hates fucking teens. And he can smell jizz. He can smell jizz.
But he immediately kills the person who was bringing him back to life, who seemed to be the only one that was doing her job.
Yeah, by the way, that was really violent. Like, that, I was like, okay.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like
it. By the way, there's too much head smashing.
He completely ruined her head.
No, but yeah. Only against the woman was it like the man, it's like kind of ha ha ha, this is into like a doorknob or whatever. With the woman, it's like fuck you. Like,
yeah,
it's really like
a woman got sucked out of a 4-inch hole vent.
Yeah,
her whole entire body was sucked out of a 4-inch hole vent.
And before she got sucked, she said, "This sucks."
Yeah,
this sucks on so many levels.
By the way, not to pull the rug out from under us, but at the beginning of the movie, they set up that they can reanimate arms and everything. Who cares if anyone gets killed? We'll bring them back.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't matter if any of us get killed. Like, why would we possibly be upset? It's like, oh, okay, except for the girl that got sucked through the vent.
Yeah.
But here's my other issue with this whole movie, ultimately. You bring the serial killer on, I get it. That has to be the conceit of the movie, right? You got to get this guy on. But it's a confined space where all you need to do is sound an alarm, say, hey, everybody, stay in your bunks.
Yep.
There is no seemingly zero communication between anyone at any given point. There's no intercom.
There's so many ways this could have been avoided. I mean, this movie. You could have not asked me to watch it. The link I had could have been broken. There's so many ways I could have avoided watching this. No, they are constantly... That's where I was like, I had to readjust and be like, oh, no. These movies are this. These movies are... It's all about the kills. It's all about people making dumb decisions and going to the basement when they shouldn't. Or like when the dude is like on the run and he's like, wait a minute. Quick, we got to get to the shuttle, but should I fuck my robot that I just made?
That's the craziest.
He's like, yeah, I think I fucking should. And so like,
Small Wonder, get over here.
Vicky, grown-up Vicky from Small Wonder, get over here.
By the way, I got to say... Out of all the actors
great.
In the movie,
she's great. She was great.
She killed it.
Yeah.
I felt like I got that she was a robot in the beginning.
And when they upgrade her, I don't want to jump ahead, but like that, I was like, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just, Hubes, I just want to make sure that he doesn't say that he upgraded her.
No, he says
her.
He uploads her.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You did. You what?
Oh, he's like, I uploaded her.
I uploaded her.
Right after he fucking
you don't
dropped
know what anything
a loader.
Is. Yeah, that's too much.
I will say this is
also
just
weird. If he wants to have sex with her, she must have a vagina then, but he did not give her nipples at all, which is strange.
And he doesn't know why she wants them. And the other thing I just want to say really quickly about her is, first of all, her haircut is Benoonies crazy. Secondly, he gave her that. That's his dream hairstyle. It looks like if you put a shoe on someone's head. But the shoe is made of hair.
Yep. But good old shoe head.
No, I'm done.
How did they do the nipple effect? So that actress, they covered up her real nipples.
Yes.
And then put fake plastic nipples on there. So much so that when they fell off, I was like, oh my God.
Her nipples fall off like your refrigerator lost magnetism.
It's total sub-zero time.
I assumed it was like a computer. It was like a computer effect. Do you think it was practical?
No, those were definitely not
one thing I do know: Shoehead does not have nipples.
So let's.
The actress was cast.
Those are prosthetic boobies.
Let's see. Okay, so here.
Oh,
you know what? I'm looking at it and they feel like they're CGI.
It's a computer.
Here we go. Let's
listen
to the sound they make.
Why spend the money on that?
The sound that they make is what really makes it disturbing.
What do you think?
Hmm?
Do you like them?
They're fine.
It sounds
like
two sack of Jawiya silver dollars hitting the ground.
So if he did put on steel nipples, what they is were... he getting out of that either? Like that.
Also,
would be...
who manufactured those in space? She was like, "I want you to make me some nipples," and he was like, "I'm busy."
Really,
I've got a lot to say about this movie. Why is when Jason is still dead, not dead, but like, yeah, dead, when they are, when Blondie, who gets
not
smashed, when she is kind of doing stuff, she's, you know, carves his mask off of his face, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Why is the goop that leaks out of his head green?
Yeah, why is it?
I wrote it again. What is Jason?
Also, why did she need to like clearly cut off the mask, but then seemingly the mask stayed, like she just kind of smushes it back on.
She puts it on in like a non-medical way. Like that's not the way a doctor would like put your thing back. Just like putting a sticker.
She takes his eyeball out and just looks at it and then like freezes it.
Yeah.
Puts it in a, yeah.
And then she has her hair down. She puts it in a banana clip and it doesn't even go in. I feel like it's just the lab. I feel upset about the lab.
Also, this movie
it's
exists
an unsanitary
in a way.
Lab.
It's like unsanitary and the goop is going everywhere.
It's 450 years in the future. She's wearing a half shirt knit sweater.
Chenille.
And there's a banana clip in her hair. Like, what world is, like, where, only the worst has succeeded as,
it's crazy.
Only awful things have happened.
Right, in that world, but then also you have stuff like this, when people say Jason's name, you get stuff like this.
You want to tell me what happened down there? I take it being stabbed and frozen wasn't part of your plan.
I was a project leader at Crystal Lake Research. The subject was Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees?
Notorious murderer? We executed him for the first time in 2008.
So they, like, this guy doesn't know Jason Voorhees is a notorious murderer, but then another guy he talks to in 400 is like, oh, the serial killer? Like,
yeah, the guy in the bed for no reason, who's like on a Skype in a bed and has a list. Who's that guy?
The other viable is marked Voorhees. That's not Jason Voorhees, is it?
What do you know about him?
Jason Voorhees. He killed nearly 200 people and simply disappeared without a trace. But of the right buyer, he could be worth a fortune.
He's my find. He's mine.
What about your students?
Well, they're students. The educational experience will be enough.
Doctor, you are one son of a bitch.
Soon to be one rich son of a bitch. Low out.
Professor, I think that we need to talk about my midterm.
I also
like,
love
that. It's not Jason Voorhees, is it?
Like,
what?
That is
wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute.
I just
found the signs. This is a Jason movie.
A large character.
Shear, I forgot this character's name. What's her name in real life? Is that Alexa?
Doig.
Doig.
What is it?
D-O-I-G, Doig, I'm assuming. Like, no Doig.
And so her...
Does anybody know what it is?
Doig. Her first line when she wakes up... this movie was made in 2001. Yeah. She wakes up in 2455. The first words out of her mouth are, "Did you get him?" That's the first... Like, her first order of business is
because
it was cold when I was frozen. Or, well, first she clocks that guy.
Where am I?
Yeah, she clocks that guy, first of all, which is hilarious.
By the way, Jason's machete, what we should believe, goes through, like,
metal,
a steel, like, cryogenic chamber, like a hot knife through butter, like, to kind of get her killed, too. But, like, that machete, someone should look into that. That machete seems like it has some powers.
He's obsessed with this machete. Like, I would argue, like, the machete is, like, his true love.
It's almost as if this movie was written by someone who never saw any of the Jason movies.
But this professor guy or this teacher guy, his whole motivation is... It's like a weird, like, he just wants people to pay to see her. Remember he says, like, oh, people will pay money to see her. She was, and then she goes away, and then it's like, or whatever. And then, so then he's like, people pay money to see Jason. Like, he's like some carnival animal or something.
Which, you know, that's not going to work out well at all. And he'll just kill everybody. Yeah, it's a weird movie because they're just running. There's no deliberate, like, there's no reasoning with Jason. There's no reason why he has any grudges with any of these people. They have not just done anything bad to him, but bring him back to life. That's it.
It's interesting. I mean, he's like a Frankenstein type figure.
Yeah.
But there is no like. There is no understanding. It really is.
We're looking at it the wrong way. I think the way that you're supposed to look at it is he is the hero. We love him. We're rooting
is
for
that
him.
It, right?
Yes,
okay.
For real.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
We're rooting for him, and we're
to kill all the dum-dums.
To kill all the dum-dums while we beat off. Although this movie is very hard to beat off to.
You can find your moments.
Respectfully disagree.
What do you mean you can find...
Look, I was on a plane, so it was a little bit more challenging, but...
Right, but you had that kid next to you, so...
Can I tell our bummer story about...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the actor that plays Jason in real life is named Kane Hodder, and I'm scanning the audience as if I know what he looks like. So hopefully he's not here. But one time, Shear and I were at something in New York. It was like a Comic-Con type, but not Comic-Con.
It was a very low-level horror convention.
Horror-Con.
In New Jersey.
Yes.
Like, in a hotel.
Wait, are
like,
you sure it was a horror convention, or were you just in New Jersey? Nailed it.
Wow.
That's right, New Jersey. Kaboom. So, how'd that feel?
So it was one of those things where you go and there are people, you know, there are the signing booths. And so Kane Hodder, Jason from the movie is there, you know, and you pay $20 to get his autograph or whatever. So it was very close to Halloween, like it is not when this podcast comes out. And so the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life was a probably...
Keep in mind, you have a child.
Yes.
The cutest thing you've ever seen in your life, though, is this.
This is cuter. My child is a crybaby. So there was a mom there with like a 3-year-old boy in fucking full-on Jason garb. Tiny little overalls,
yeah.
Tiny little hockey mask, like 3 years old. Like, you know, bare, like doing this. And his mom is there, sees Kane Hodder there, like, you know, he's got a big poster or whatever, and she's like, go on up there. And so the little boy is just like, and goes up there, and he gets up to Kane Hodder, the person in real life, and Kane Hodder goes, $20. $20 to the little kid, and the little kid, like, drowned himself. I don't know what he did.
And let then... the bodies hit the floor!
So I just want to make sure, the cutest thing you've ever seen involves a kid drowning himself? Got it.
I might have set it up wrong. Anyway.
Oh, that is a bummer.
So I couldn't help but remember that as I was watching this movie, that like, oh, that guy... What a surprise that Jason is a bad dude in real life.
Oh.
Edit out that pause, Paul. Take out this pause. Take out this pause.
No, you know, let's just sit in this.
Take it out. Take
let's
out
just
that pause.
Sit in it.
So Jason is on this ship that has an anchor in it. The spaceship has an anchor. And
yeah,
because
you have to anchor your spaceship
all
the time. Otherwise, it'll float away into space.
And so many rooms full of
that's why
on
all the space things, you see the you hear them say, drop anchor. Star Wars, drop anchor. Star Trek, Mr. Sulu, drop anchor.
They just need to get him in rooms with chains and like giant, like they just put like, oh yeah, put an anchor. We'll put something on an anchor. And like that, I'll give into that. But what I don't like is the abuse of VR in this movie. These two kids are playing VR.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Jason murders the VR orc. And it, like, exists in the game.
Jason is able to, without his own set, without anything...
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
...into the game they're in, participate,
and then
when they take the masks off, he's just standing there, and the video game disappears, and he's like, what's going on?
And to me, why not just make the smarter choice of not making the people in the future wear any sort of VR masks?
Yes.
Like make it like a
Everybody
holodeck.
Is in a thing.
Yeah. No, but they have the two guys like sitting down on like two carpets like
wearing
VR
masks. And why
are
they sitting on the floor like that? Like where, is that the game room or do they just sit down? Like
or
they're
they play
sitting
their VR.
Down like how people 400 years ago watched television.
Yeah. I was more psyched about those monsters. It was such a misdirect. I was like, oh, cool. Now we're going to see some fucking cool monsters. And then it was like, oh, this is a fucking VR sim or whatever. I don't know,
you know
technology.
What, you know what furthers your hypothesis that Jason is the hero? Is that every human being in this movie is a fucking asshole.
Yeah, yes. The only nice one is the woman who puts his mask back on. She's like, poor thing, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He really ruins her head.
Yeah, and look what she got.
Yeah. But like, these fucking dummies single-handedly destroy Solaris.
Without a care in the world.
Oh my God, they ruined it.
No repercussions.
How many hundreds or thousands
of people lived
on that space
station? Thousands of people they killed on that thing.
Just smash.
They drove through it and it exploded.
And then it explodes and they're like, oh my God.
Back it up.
They are awful people. And I guess that was maybe... For me, the thing that was giving me a little bit of tension, I was like, well, these people are terrible. But Jason is the protagonist. And
yeah.
That's, I think, what I'm not used to.
Well,
I'm the protagonist in my life, I feel like. So I understand where Jason could be the protagonist.
Right. You just feel like it's just about Jason.
Yeah.
Because
most things
Jason.
Are.
Yeah.
Manzook X. One of my main beefs, and I could be totally alone on this.
Are you going to give us your signature list of cube beefs?
Where's the beef with Rob Hubel?
Yeah.
If you don't put fucking cool music on that segment, then I'll be pissed. No, is the poor commitment to...
Rob is standing
you
just
stood up.
Well,
wow.
I have to act it out.
This is... I feel threatened.
I have to act it out.
I don't feel threatened. Safe.
My penis is not even pointing towards you. You should feel threatened. No, my main problem with the movie is the poor commitment to jolts on the spaceship.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because like everyone's going in a different direction. Like Solaris blows up, one guy goes that way, someone goes like this, someone else goes like, whoa! You know?
It's like Star Trek level.
Yeah.
Like original series Star Trek level, like, whoa!
Yeah.
But the robot woman is actually good at the jolts because she hardly gets jolted at all.
I cannot speak highly enough about the robot woman.
She's the best one.
Which, by the way, that is not her name.
No, she has a name. Her name is Shoehead.
Shoehead killed it.
She's got a lot of jokes that
Lisa
she does.
Lisa Ryder is her name.
Lisa Ryder is far and away crushing it in this movie.
Just interesting, obviously one of the big reveals of this movie is when the robot like becomes... full-on Terminator. She gets an upgrade and like
an upload.
Sorry.
So does that mean he just like
he just like spoiled it up
they're
in
like
there.
Trying to escape.
Like, you're better now.
They're and trying to escape to the pod, and he's like, "Wait a minute!" And they have like a moment that is romantically charged, but I don't think she understands romance.
No, I think she does. She loves him. That's why she wants her nipples.
Is that it?
Yeah, because she wants to be like Janessa.
Also,
you memorize
there's a
everyone's
character
name.
450 years from now named Janessa.
Who has a fourth of a blouse.
Which I have a lot of trouble with.
Whoa, really?
Janessa!
Yeah, the guy writing it was like, what's the name of a sexy girl who will like me, basically? Like, he just, like, you know, he falls in love with her while he's writing it. He just loves Janessa.
Janessa and Todd Farmer walk down the street.
Yeah, he's like, shoot, I gotta change it.
You know that, like, someone from Todd Farmer's past is like, is this about me? And he's like, no, Vanessa, why would you say that?
Janessa's shirt is like the most insane garment I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And it's like, it's crazy. It's just like two strips down her titties like that. And then and then with like weird bolts, right?
Yeah.
And also my pants just are completely broken. So I can't stand up like.
By the way, they say that in the movie. They say she says, "Don't wreck my pants."
Don't wreck my pants. Yes.
Don't wreck my pants.
That was a great
box. Yeah. That should have been on the box.
But there is a part where like they're doing something that's like tough, and she makes sure that her shirt's on, as if it was ever really on.
To begin with.
Like,
yeah,
that, like,
yeah, she should have been wearing something. Everyone in that spaceship should be wearing...
More.
And it's weird to say for a horror movie, put on more clothes, people.
Except for during the sex scene when they should be wearing less.
Yeah.
Even the military people are, like, pornographically dressed.
Yeah.
Hello, Fresh. Hello, Fresh, how are you? You know, I have tried this new system, HelloFresh, and it is hands down my favorite meal kit delivery service. I really got into it after a couple of weeks because you don't have to plan out your dinner anymore, and you don't have to worry about getting all the ingredients together. That, honestly, can we just all agree that that is the worst part of making meals? Like, oh, I don't have cumin. Like, I don't have Turkish salt or whatever I need, okay? And so HelloFresh puts it all together in a box, makes it so easy to cook and delicious for less than $10 a meal. That's great. As parents, as a single person, as a person who has a girlfriend, these are all things that I've done in my life. And I'm going to tell you, if someone delivered this to my house, I'd be psyched. And when they did deliver it to my house, I was psyched. They shop, they plan, they deliver step-by-step recipes so you can have all the benefits of cooking without all the headache. Plus, you can schedule deliveries when it's easy for you. You can pause your account for weeks at a time. And all the ingredients come in these like handy little meal kits. So I know which ingredients go with which recipe. I don't have to be like, oh, what? But they gave me this crushed pear, but I don't know where. No, it's all there, okay? And they have a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly, including the classic plan, which is a wide variety of meat, fish, and seasonal produce, the veggie plan, which is what I've been using, the vegetarian recipes with plant-based proteins, and the family plan, which is quick and easy meals that your kids will love. And you know what? Let's be honest. As much as you want them to be cultured and eat good food, they need food that they're going to love. And this is quick and easy and delicious. They also have kid-tested recipes. Now, my kids are a little bit too young to enjoy those because I think that's even above their pay grade. But it is really, really good. Let me tell you some of the stuff they got. Peanut pork noodle bowl with bell pepper and carrots over rice vermicelli. Think about that. Peanut pork noodle bowl with bell pepper and carrots over rice vermicelli. That sounds delicious. Or how about this? Easy peasy ravioli gratin with spinach, thyme, and Parmesan breadcrumbs. Let me say it again. Easy peasy ravioli gratin with spinach, thyme, and Parmesan breadcrumbs. Oh, yeah. It's so, so, so good. I am loving HelloFresh. It has changed my life. And now for $30 off your first week, if you join up to HelloFresh, I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give you $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. If you join up right now, go to HelloFresh.com, enter the promo code BONKERS30. That's BONKERS30. That's HelloFresh.com, promo code BONKERS30 for $30 off. Go check it out. It helps our sponsors. It helps the show if you go check these things out. I got to tell you about this brand new podcast that I'm addicted to over on the Stitcher Network. It's an in-depth look at the story of Heaven's Gate. Do you know about this? Great, right? You might remember Heaven's Gate from the footage all over TV, the uniforms, the purple shrouds, the black Nikes. And they all believe that if they committed suicide at the same time, they'd get on a comet and go, yeah, you got it, right? Well, there's so much more to the story than that. Heaven's Gate talks to people who lost loved ones and people who still believe in the cult. And it's fascinating. It's one of those stories that you only knew the tip of the iceberg about. It's hosted by Glenn Washington. And if you ever heard of his other show, Snap Judgment, you know it's going to be good. Plus, Glenn grew up in a cult himself, so he brings a perspective unlike anyone else to this subject matter. I can't recommend it enough. Hear it for yourself. Subscribe to Heaven's Gate for free wherever you listen to Stitcher or Apple Podcasts. Plus, hear it for yourself. Subscribe to Heaven's Gate, the podcast, for free wherever you listen, like on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts. Plus, hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with Stitcher Premium. Not a bad deal. Okay, now back to our show.
I will say this is interesting. So when Jason is killed, he's reformed. Now, if you listen to the podcast,
You know, we did a movie called Virtuosity, and the way that Jason came back was an idea stolen from Virtuosity.
Wow.
Literally?
Yes, truly. This is on the commentary track. The writer, Todd Farmer, lifted this idea of nanotechnology from Virtuosity. He said he thought it would be cool. So,
because it worked in that movie?
Worked in Virtuosity.
It did not.
But it's also, it's not just nanotechnology, it's just ants. Like at one point they cut to like an extreme close-up,
yeah.
And it's just fucking bugs. It's like, it looks like
I think they're robot bugs.
Yeah, they're
nanotechnology. Supposed to be robot bugs.
Well, yeah, of course, but still, it's bug. You got a bug problem, it's a fucking bug problem.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea of other ideas that Jason could have been in and that instead of space, these are the ideas that they passed on. All right, so Jason in the Hood.
Leprechaun.
Well, that right? Jason in the Snow. Jason underwater.
Yeah.
Jason in the Arctic.
Well, Jason, isn't that the snow?
Totally different, bro.
Totally different.
You've never been to the Arctic.
Yeah, one could be like the Thing, and one could be like Snow Day. The other one, Jason in L.A. fighting gangs. The other one, Jason on safari, and they even considered something involving the NASCAR circuit.
Wow.
Jason versus NASCAR. Please, let's get that.
I could see that happen.
That would be so easy to beat off to.
Wow.
Yeah, that.
Sheer, did you have any thoughts on the sim at the end, the Crystal Lake throwback? Where
well, that's where I was showing nudity to people on my airplane. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an odd sequence because that's like one of those rare moments too where like I felt bad because it felt like gratuitous. Like, you, like, there's no, like, how could you get anyone to even do it? It's like, hey, so this is not integral to the plot. This is something like, you know, like.
What are our lines? Well, you're going to yell, we love premarital sex.
And then, yeah. Then we get into sleeping bags and are beaten to death with each other's body using the sleeping bag as a weapon. They cut back to Jason Voorhees, and he's holding a sleeping bag with a girl in it, and he's clobbering
the other girl
but
I
in
will,
a sleeping bag with that girl.
It's I will like say...
Full Metal Jacket.
I will say that there's a lot of like weird production design in it, but I did feel like the sleeping bags were not full enough. Like, they felt...
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't clearly feel like very human.
The women in the audio track were like, ow. Ow, ow.
Yeah, I
ow.
Couldn't understand what the audio was. I was like, is the sim glitching? Are they laughing still?
Because yeah.
They're also, like looking up at the camera and being
also,
like,
how is the sim prepared for that scenario?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know that it's that's within the. I don't know.
The boyfriend of KM was using her severed head.
Yes.
And somehow jacked that in to the sim thing, right?
Yes.
And she was downloading that program. Am I wrong?
Can I also say, I love KM, but I also like the scientist. I liked her boyfriend. I like that guy.
You like that guy?
To me, he was the most relatable character in the film.
Let's all go around and say who our favorite dummy was. Mine was the robot.
Yeah, the robot's
good.
I
loved her. I loved the shoe on her head. I thought she was... I loved her. Her non-magnetic nipples. I loved when she became like Lara Croft Tomb Raider at the end.
I would go with my favorite. It was, and I think this is him, Boyd Banks, who played Fat Lou, who was the guy who was like, hey, what the hell?
I'm Fat Lou.
My stuff.
No one ever says my name, but you know who I am.
Yeah.
Fat Lou.
Kids, he has necklaces.
Kids and their dumb field trips, I bet I'm going to catch shit for this.
Yeah.
And then he gets chopped into... like a gajillion pieces. Then the other guy comes up and is like, oh, this is a nightmare, but I've seen worse. What?
Yeah, that's yeah, never, they
seen,
never explore that
I've
at
seen,
all.
I've are you going to explain
what could
stop
be worse?
The movie.
Was that Vietnam? What? Like, yeah. I didn't know.
No, he's seen worse in like, then he refers to some war that they fought.
Oh, the Microsoft
where
conflict.
People, the
Microsoft
oh,
conflict.
Yeah!
Where that people was. Were fighting each other with their own limbs.
Microsoft
over old Zunes.
By the way, also, one of my favorite lines is, yeah. It's going to take more than a poke in the ribs to put down this old dog. Flink! That ought to do it.
That was a great line.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's where that movie was weird, because it's like they were going for jokes, and I like that joke a lot, but then they would also like, they would treat some things like that I think worked, but then there was another moment where like...
What's his condition? He's screwed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. Why did they have that like big screw friend. In there? Yeah.
That was her friend. Yeah. She should have been like, he's screwed.
And why were they never shocked when people were dead? They're not in a war. They're scientists. They should be like, if they see one dead person that isn't like part of their lab, which they don't keep clean, they should be like, ah!
The only time they did that,
come and be like, hey, everyone.
The only time they did that is when they ran out, like one door opens and there's like a security guard dead, and then they go like, ah! I was like, you don't even fucking know that guy.
Yeah. Also, the guy who she says he's screwed, it's a visual joke, or it's a visual line for her. The person on the other end should be like, what do you mean?
Yeah, wait, so what are you talking about? Is he late?
Right. He's not seen that the man has been impaled on a screw. He's like, what do you mean? He's screwed. Well, why are you saying it like that?
Oh, because there's a giant screw in this room, and he's actually rotating around.
So his body has been impaled on a giant screw. Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
That's good.
Really, that was good.
Let's go to the audience. Audience, do you have any questions, things that we haven't talked about? I know we haven't talked about a lot, but anything at all?
The scene where he is... Doesn't matter.
Sir, your name, your question.
My name's Matt. I'm just wondering if we can go over the fact that they say they executed him 3 times. They went from electricity to firing squad to hanging, and then they just jumped to cryogenically freezing.
Well, I think that actually makes sense. You know, I feel like at a certain point, you're like, well, we can't kill him, so let's freeze him.
Yeah, let's put him on hold.
I think they also said that checks
out. Scientifically, that checks out.
No, it doesn't check out.
Yes, it does.
Like, here's the thing. If you want that guy gone, chop him into a million pieces.
They did that. They blew off his leg. They blew off his fucking head.
Well, that's in this movie.
Yeah.
But if the nanotechnology wouldn't have come back, he would... They knew that he regenerated, so why would they leave him in that room alone?
Why did they leave him on the like regeneration slide?
Also, why does he regenerate, ?
Because the bugs.
But they can regenerate all of their friends. It doesn't matter. Sir, your name, your question.
My name's Devin. So
why do we need their names, Paul?
I like it. I like it.
That's not easy. He's using a fake name.
The people at home won't tell. Oh, that was Devin.
You're telling me that guy's
name
is Devin?
Devin. Right. Yeah, his name's Devin.
Nope. I don't buy it for a fucking minute.
No way.
Paul?
Yeah.
Get his license.
Let's check out your license. All right, Devin, if that's your name, your question.
So early when the lady that travels through, or it's frozen and going through time...
Doig?
When she's getting thawed, the robot says this line that I think is just either miswritten or something. She's saying, I think she's supposed to be saying cellular, but she says celery.
Wow.
First of all...
Good catch.
Paul, that's not a question.
It's not a question.
It could be observations. We're taking observations and questions.
And you're telling me she says celery.
Now I gotta watch the whole movie again.
She's going through celery regeneration.
Celery regeneration.
I will say, to Devin's point,
fake news.
Noons. It did seem like there were more than a couple flub lines that they didn't even try again.
It seemed like there was a moment when Miss Doig forgot her line and like ran into a room and was like, we have to get to the, like, and I was like, okay, I know what that is because I've done that myself. You don't know what you're saying.
We got it.
Let's move on.
You don't know what's going on.
Moving on. Check the gate.
Your fake name and your question.
Well, my real name's Corrine, and that sounds fake enough, so let's just go with that. So when the guard, or when that Marine or whatever she is, finds her friend impaled, and she's like, oh, he's been screwed. He hasn't even been screwed. It's a drill. Like, it's not even a screw. So my question is, What do you guys think about that?
What about this? What about this? He's dead. This is not a drill. Oh, wait, it is.
You got a little bit of a standing ovation.
Thank
you.
You
give us
like
the scenario, we'll give you the clever wordplay.
All right, your name, your question.
My name is Scott.
And great, an undercover
Fake
shirt.
Name.
An undercover, this is great. So when the professor is with the Space Marine, he's like, do you have all your kids? He says, yes, I've got them all. They immediately cut to the Bubba holodeck, where they've got these idiots playing games. That's Todd Farmer. The bald idiot that gets cut in half is Todd Farmer.
Really?
Oh. Todd Farmer, also the writer-director of Drive Angry, the Nicolas Cage movie that we did on this podcast, and was also killed in that as well.
Wow. Todd Farmer likes to kill himself.
Also, Todd Farmer is CEO and inventor of FarmersOnly.com, the dating service.
For
the dating service
people named Farmer.
It's only people named Farmer, so it's only an incestuous dating site.
Paul, we have not even touched on the last minute of the movie where Jason comes.
Huh? Yes, no, sorry.
Yeah, where Jason comes at us, and then Brodsky comes in and tackles him, and then, Iron Man flies him back through the atmosphere, burning him up, and they become a shooting star.
Yes.
And then two horny teenagers go, oh, a shooting star, make a... Are we not going to talk about,
by the way, I would argue the best part of the entire movie is what you just
I think Todd Farmer started with that. Am I wrong? Friend of Todd Farmer?
All right, your name and your question.
My name is Rachel, and I know that, the bad guy sneaking up on the unsuspecting people is kind of, the thing with this movie, but the rules about how he moves around the set are bonkers. He teleports from one room to another, and the one that drove me the most crazy is that girl is when he's coming back to life because all the people are having sex. He moves his leg, she turns around, nothing. He shifts his hand, he just kind of clenches it, nothing. He sits up, gets up off the table, nothing. She's just like, no, I don't hear that bit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's a weird angle there where they're kind of showing her spine. She's in that cut-off shirt and it's he's twitching and it's just showing that she's a vulnerable human or something. It's really I was upset by that. I'm also sleep training my baby. So
by the way, I was thinking
we get it, you've got friends.
If you
have unprotected sex, we get it.
One time.
Gross.
I mean, this is also, I will say to your point, a person who at that point in the movie is wearing chains. So when he would move, you're hearing the rattling. You're always going to hear the rattling
of
chains.
Well, you would also think when he sat up, his hockey mask would fall to the ground.
And
Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, there's another point where, he's supposed to be in one other room. Oh, it's in the beginning. The guy falls through the door and he's dying and she's like, oh, what happened? He's in the room. He threw him through the door. She turns around, he's in the hallway. How did he get there?
Oh,
did he go around? Where is the other door that he came through that he just teleported over there?
We're not going to have an answer for you. I'm worried about you because you seem genuinely upset about this. We have no answers.
She has created a JFK monument in her house of
but you're, you, oh, wait, so you're positing a theory where there's another Jason. It's because this is the magic Jason theory.
Yeah, the magic Jason.
There has to be another Jason on the grassy knoll.
But you bring up a good point that there is so much sneaking up behind people that it's ridiculous. The movie could be called "Just Look Behind You." Everyone's just backing up. No one ever goes, I'll just look where I'm going.
By the way, how about this? They introduced this so late in the film. There is a ship that they could just easily all get on and then leave Jason on the main ship and get the fuck out of there. But he's not blocking it. They don't have to get
But then the one girl blows it up.
But it would have been so easy to be like, hey, let's all go to that one ship, right? Like, they're like, it's like, oh, Jason,
but
cut
then
that
what
off.
Would we all be doing? We wouldn't be yeah, doing, we wouldn't be here. Right.
And again, you're acting as if that girl or those people are the characters we're following,
right?
And it's not. Jason is the character we are following.
And my only thought again.
And
was,
Lexi Doig, I guess. Lexi? When,
Alexa.
Alexa?
Alexa. Oh, no, now we just turned on everyone's Alexas at home.
Oh. Alexa?
Doig. Alexa Doig.
Alexa, search Alexa Doig. Alexa, play Steely Dan, Peg.
The other thing...
Alexa, what's the weather? Oh, this is fun.
People at home are like, oh, fuck!
God, come on!
Alexa, play... Let the parties hit the floor!
So Alexa, wake the baby.
Alexa, fuck you!
Alexa, tell me a joke. Alexa, tell me a dirty joke.
I have an Alexa, and I got an email every week. It's like, do you like comedy? Ask Alexa to tell you a limerick.
Ew.
You get that email every week? I would legit kill myself.
I keep it around because I want to know what the new latest skills I could teach my Alexa are. I don't do any of them.
A limerick.
A limerick.
A limerick.
I just like to, like, do you like comedy? Then ask Alexa for a good limerick. I would like this movie to be Jason running around with the mask constantly falling off. Just that, like, just the slapstick. Killing someone. Oh, fuck. Where is it?
My contacts are in that mask.
Like, well, how have they've done 10 of these. How have they never done one that's just, like, the airplane version of this movie?
Sir, your name and your question.
My name is Ryan, and unfortunately, it is a bit of a statement, but I have some insight that relates to this movie.
Are you Todd Farmer?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have a limerick. No. I can explain Kane Hodder's sour disposition. Okay. So, Freddy versus Jason is canon. Okay. This is something that fans campaign for, and Kane Hodder and Robert Englund both campaign for it. Conventions and stuff, probably like the one you went to. When it finally was going to happen, all the rights came together and the different studios and whatever, at the end of Jason Goes to Hell, Jason sinks into hell, literally. The mask is all that's left. And the last scene of the movie is Freddy's hand coming up out of the ground and grabbing it. So, it was like
Freddy lives underground in hell.
In Jason Goes to Hell, apparently.
He has an apartment. So,
he has a timeshare.
So years and years of campaigning, like this was like Kane Hodder's life was campaigning for this movie to get made. They made the movie with Robert Englund as Freddy. Some other dude is Jason.
Oh.
And this is Kane Hodder here in this one. So you think that Kane Hodder is just...
Oh, you're saying, I'm sorry, I thought this whole story was about why Jason is always trying to kill everyone, but you're...
This is the real...
I was like, well,
too.
Hold on.
And Kane Hodder, now I want to know more, because right, I don't know, he's probably a nice guy. And also, I don't want to get murdered, like, please, Kane Hodder, don't,
I'm
please.
Glad you said that, because up until now, because we've been friends for a long time, I've considered you someone that wanted to be murdered.
No, I... No, let me be clear. Oh, I do not want to be murdered.
He said, no, Alexa. Rob said he'll always deny it on a podcast, but he definitely wants to be murdered.
Alexa, don't murder me.
Alexa, murder Rob Hubel, please. Alexa, put Rob Hubel on my do not murder list as per his instructions. Alexa.
Obviously, we had an opinion about this movie, but there are people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
Stupid logic, idiotic. That's what critics saying. Great action, superb acting. That's what I am seeing. Top that. I got a second opinion about that. Top that. It's my second opinion, so don't try to stop that.
Way to go.
Give it up for Mike.
Wow.
Good job.
Mike with a top
Mike.
That second opinion theme.
Good job, Mike.
From the great film Teen Witch.
Teen Witch callback.
I will say I did not know where it was going to begin with, and I was really happy.
He got more confident as the song went along.
Yeah, that is the power of Teen Witch. If you're having a bad... Alexa, play Teen Witch Top That. That was great. Mike, great job. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Still have a problem with those shoes.
This one is written by Gerhalt in 2001.
Fake name.
I have a message to all the critics who I'm sure are readying their pens to dump all over this latest installment.
Their quill pens.
Don't bother. We know the acting will probably be horrible and the story won't be poignant or meaningful, and it doesn't matter. If it's Oscar caliber performances you want, go see Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Whoa!
Somebody has to.
Whoa.
Alexa, play Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Leave us and our slasher film alone. It doesn't need to make sense or even tie into part 9. All we need is Jason and his hockey mask and nudity and blood.
Wow.
And that's it. I've been a fan of Jason since 1982, and I plan to be here to the bloody end. Pun intended. 5 stars.
Sign, Little Rob Hubel.
Baby Hubes.
This one is, this one's written by Mr. Subway.
Jared
Fogle. Is it Jared? And it's, the title is 10 Fingers, 10 Toes.
Oh, it is Jared.
Hey, why aren't there more little kids in this?
Oh, Jared. Oh, Jared.
Really? Too soon?
I can't believe the Jared shit still. It just kills me. It's
that's some next
worst.
Level nonsense.
Yeah.
This one is a weird...
It's a weird you want to pass over it?
No. Oh. 10 fingers, 10 toes, not enough to count the bodies. Basically, I watch Jason movies because of the high body count. But this movie went too far.
Oh, wow.
Jason kills 20 to 25 people, and that's not counting the thousands he helped blow up.
On Solaris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jason's mind is gone. As soon as he sees someone, they're dead. It's the best Friday the 13th movie ever. 5 stars.
Wait, I thought...
Wait, what? That's why it's weird. It really takes that...
The road, like, turned upside down, yeah. And then he drove his car upside down.
Yeah, Jason's I don't like it, and
his
I actually
mind
love
is gone.
His mind is gone.
But his mind is gone, guys.
It is interesting because they say his brain is so small.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, so like...
But his dick is very big.
Okay, Paul.
Wait, what? Yeah, why did you focus on that one line?
What's that about, Paul?
That's the thing that you took away from
this?
Well,
because I thought it was...
There is?
I thought it was weird because she said, but his dick is so big, and then she grabs...
She says she's hung like a mammoth.
Oh, okay, all right. He's hung like
Paul,
a mammoth.
Paul, why do you know that?
Yeah, Paul. And she says, I bet he's hung like a mammoth. Yeah, well, then you just decided it's true. And
but
have
then
and have run with it.
Also, just look at his dead, limp dick and find out.
Like there's one way to figure this out. Alexa, how big is Jason Voorhees' penis?
Which Jason Voorhees?
Alexa, how big is a mammoth's penis?
This is one of my favorite reviews here from Mr. Bavine. One of the guys looked like Lawrence Fishburne, and I thought he was until I found out he wasn't. For anyone that didn't know, the X in Jason X means the 10th one. The actors did a good job, and that one girl actually took the dead guy's gun. I've been wanting someone to keep the guy's weapon every time I watch a horror movie. Overall, I'd say this is the best Friday the 13th ever. 5 stars.
Wow.
You know, the other thing I just want to ask is, does this movie take place on Friday the 13th?
No.
No, okay.
Because there is no Friday the 13th in space.
Right.
That's... On Earth, too, they've outlawed
but it, does,
it with
that
hockey.
Does make me, it does make me, like, kind of begs the question, what is Jason? I still haven't gotten an answer for
yeah,
that.
Well, what you are going to struggle with that until
hey,
you
guy,
die.
Guy, what is Jason? Do you know? No.
He's a shooting star, bro.
Okay, cool. Cool.
And then finally, this is a very heavily edited review, like 8-9 paragraphs here from Techno Machinima 1996. And I'm just going to read the final paragraph.
It's pronounced Machina.
Oh, yeah. Techno X, but it's no, and there's no I, X, so it's no, Techno Mach. It's not even spelled like that. Okay.
This is before my.
Overall, if you're looking for unique sci-fi horror experience, if you like to look at attractive and decidedly sexy people, if you're into Jason and Friday the 13th, but need something different, if you like super awesome special effects, if you like action, if you like humor, if you like sex appeal in your horror movies, and you want to see Jason in a whole new way, well then, this movie's definitely for you. Five
super
stars.
Awesome special effects? Really?
What? Why?
What is Jason?
What is Jason? Why, when Jason gets, you know, fixed by the ants, does he get turned into, like, Bane?
Yeah, why is he so much more, like, ripped
yeah,
and built?
He's jacked, and he's half metal, and he's, like, it's like he gets...
Because the
like,
ants fucked him. They all fucked... If you got fucked by ants, you'd be so
oh, so you think that is a
you
decidedly
think he's, like,
sexual
swollen?
Process?
Why wouldn't they regenerate his skin, and why would they regenerate his mask?
Yeah.
Like, because it's nanotechnology.
Why were
just
his
give him
eyes
a better
red?
Face.
Why were his eyes red?
Smoking that weed, bro. He's
because he is
ganja.
A replicant, right? The replicants all have red eyes.
Oh, is that right?
Okay, guys, sorry. Didn't mean to go crazy with my Blade Runner knowledge.
He looks like he looks
I also watched
like
that on
Blade
the
Runner Hot Takes.
Yeah, my Blade Runner Hot Take.
Oh, I said I thought he looked like Bebop or Rocksteady, like from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
With a little bit of Krang, because his head's so brain.
I have a question, too.
I would maybe like say time. Legend of the Ooze more, but let's see.
I have a question, too. At the very end, where those the horny teens see the shooting star of Jason and Brodsky, they're on
Earth 2.
Okay, that's
Earth
what I want.
Earth 2,
okay.
Yep.
Which is somehow habitable, because I was told...
Yeah, because we destroyed Earth.
Yeah, but I thought all planets were uninhabitable.
No, just Earth,
okay,
regular
Paul,
Earth.
Edit that out.
Earth 2 is fine. Now, Alexa, is Earth 2 still habitable?
Does anyone want to take a swing at what the tagline might be for this?
Don't wreck my pants.
It is this Halloween... Meet the perfect 10 in terror. Now, what is interesting about that is
Farmer.
This movie came out April 26th.
And also, wait, I'm sorry, and this is, you might just also have to edit this out because it's a genuine question. This movie is not from the Halloween series either, right?
No,
okay,
no, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, yeah, this Halloween
so why
meet
are
the
they...
perfect 10
right.
In
By
terror.
The way, isn't April 26th like Easter?
Well, again, that would go with the other good tagline.
Resurrection.
He's been drowned, chainsawed, knifed, axed, hammered, shocked, burned, spiked, nailed, shot, and frozen, and now he's back for more. Like, it's, you know, Resurrection
Wait, was he
tale.
In Frozen? Jason, not a lot of people
he
know
is
Jason
the snowman.
Played Olaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie came out in 2002. The top three movies that year were Spider-Man, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Star Wars Episode II. And the budget was $11 million. And worldwide, it made $16 million. It was a profitable
So we're the
film.
Dicks.
We don't know. We don't know for P&A.
Don't use fucking industry terms on me.
Alexa... Buy the house on Blu-ray. One click purchase.
See the sales.
Like, right after this episode, like, bam, a huge spike.
Let's see. So obviously, why we watch these movies because they're like fun, bad movies. And so now let's go around and see. Do you believe that this is a fun, bad movie to watch? You don't have to agree to it. It's your own opinion. Would you recommend people to watch this film if they have not seen it?
I will say,
watch this movie. Don't watch this movie while you're watching your baby try to go to sleep. Because you're listening to people getting murdered and people screaming while you're watching your baby also scream at you. This is a very niche angle on this.
You should have put your iPad in the baby's crib. Then you could be watching your baby and the movie almost like you're at a drive-in.
Oh, so. I should have just watching the baby monitor on which is the iPad playing the movie.
Yes.
Smart. Really smart. And not damaging it all to the baby.
Jason, what would you say here?
You know, it's fine. There are better. We've done better. The Halloween that we did.
Season of the Witch.
No.
Leprechaun. Yeah, we did Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch. That's what it's
yeah.
called. Okay. Sorry. That or Leprechaun in the Hood. Right. That's what the Leprechaun was. Yeah. Those movies are better. Troll 2.
We've never done it,
but that's a good. Like there are better.
Ooh, when's
bad
Troll 2 gonna
movies.
Happen? Please ask me back for Troll 2.
Oh yeah, for sure.
There are better. Like this is fine, and watch it if you want. It's fun. It is very self-aware. It's very goofy. There's lots
of jokes.
But
not enough. Like it's not
neither
enough.
Nor. That's the thing is, it's a bit neither nor. If you don't watch it, I think you're fine. I don't think it's not like it's Miami Connection,
right?
Which the every best movie of single all time. Alexa, purchase Miami Connection. That movie is like the greatest, and this is kind of like blah, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, Jenny.
I would say it's worth it for one thing, which is that the costume designer truly put everyone, almost everyone, in some sort of velour vest or...
Belly shirt.
Or belly shirt.
Yeah, the costume designer is really the person to look out for. I feel like it is really wonderful.
They made a real attempt to provide futuristic tech and all that stuff. But they just assumed that everybody in 400 years in the future will dress like people in 2002.
Yeah, like real chenille kind of stuff. I really, it's great for that and if you like to smoke weed. But I would say it was, I mean, I'm like, it was a little bit gross. You know?
Yeah, to
a little
me,
gross.
To me, I would say, like, I find it to be like the same way. I was like, it was fine.
It was fine.
It's a movie. There's other movies we talked about in the beginning. Other horror movies that went to space were Hellraiser, Leprechaun, and Critters. So maybe we just do four of these and just figure out what's the best person in space.
I think a better version of this movie would have been at the midpoint of the movie, if it had switched to the Sim of Crystal Lake. Like once they got into that. I thought like, oh, that's the movie. Like, that's the thing. I mean, not the, with the girls, like, we love premarital sex. But, I mean...
It would have been interesting to have the people on the ship act like they were in a summer camp, like, on an old Earth.
A full circle.
That they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So they're having to do it in order to lure Jason out. That would have been fun.
Are you listening to this, fucking farmer?
Are you taking notes on farmersonly.com?
Just dating himself. He's always liking himself.
Ding dong. Oh, it's me.
All right, so Rob, let's talk about your brand new show. It's on YouTube Red, which is a service that you can get where you can get totally ad-free YouTube, but on top of that, you get these amazing original programs. Your show is Do You Want to See a Dead Body?
Yes.
Tell us about this show.
Well, this is a comedy show where I play myself, and then we have all of our comedy friends come on, and I take... every episode is me taking a different comedian to go see a dead body that I know about. What else do you need to know? It makes total sense.
It's so funny.
It's
so, so good. Does it come out once a week? Is that what it is?
No, they're all coming out at the same time.
All right, so they're all out
so
now.
You would just watch them all together. But it's probably like next to Children's Hospital. It's like one of my favorite experiences because it's so dumb. It presupposes that all famous people really just want to go and look at a dead body in the woods.
Anybody famous can be lured into Stand By Me.
Yeah, exactly.
And And like, talk about some of the guest stars, just so people can know.
Well, Paul is on it.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I'm so blessed. Thank
what
you.
What was it like? What was Working it like with to Paul? Work with Paul?
It was a lot like this podcast. It's I didn't call you. I don't have your number. I didn't call you. I don't have your number. It's Matt Walsh. It's Judy Greer, Michaela Watkins,
Jason Voorhees,
Lil Rel, Rob Corddry, Randall Park,
Alexandra.
John Cho, Alexandra Daddario. Like, we shot like a ton of them.
Chaz Palminteri, right?
No, a different dead body every week.
Polly Walnuts. Did you get Polly Walnuts?
He was not available.
Okay, got it.
And no one ever asked me like, what? How do you know where these bodies are? Like, it never comes up. But anyway, it's on YouTube Red, and you can watch it.
Right now. And
can
now,
I ask you a question, though,
yes.
about it? How do you know where those bodies are?
That's
My suspicion is that you put them there.
I would ask you a question in return to that.
I love questions.
What is Jason?
Oh. Such a good question.
I don't mean that Jason.
No,
I mean this Jason.
I get it.
Now,
I get it.
Jenny, you...
It happens when I see those shampoo bottles in the supermarket.
What?
I gotcha.
Thank you, baby.
Jenny, you were in the Sundance hit Landline, which was reunited you with the director of Obvious Child.
Yes.
And it's now available right now on Amazon. You can just get it. And do you want to tell us anything more about it?
That's true. I really like it. It's a funny movie. And it's also really sad. So it's a cool mixture of emotions if you're ready to have a human experience. Go ahead and watch it. I really like it. Yeah.
And then you and Jason, and this is, are in a show together right now.
That's
on
true.
Netflix called Big Mouth.
And also, we're on Lady Dynamite together.
We are.
We
on
play
Lady
incestuous
Dynamite.
Twins.
I'm also in Big Mouth.
That's true.
And
Ooh, but I will say, watch The House. The House is available on iTunes.
You're great.
And if you're taking a plane, it's on planes too.
If you have a question that you have not had a chance to ask, or you just want to some advice in your life, you could give us a call at 619-PAULASK at 619-PAUL-ASK. We'll play them on our mini episode. A big thank you to Avril Halley, who cuts all of our amazing clips. July Diaz, who's up in the booth. Nate Kiley does all this research and listened to the Jason X commentary track into copious notes. Kelly Alto, Leanna Waldron, everybody here at Largo, everybody at Earwolf, thank you so much, and a good night.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jensen Karp, and I am the host of a show called Get Up On This right here on the Earwolf Network. We've been doing it for over 300 episodes, so we're celebrating by sitting down with a hip-hop legend, my favorite MC, Wu-Tang Clan founding member Method Man. That's right. For over an hour, we talk about his music career, songs he's released. We talk about his television appearances from The Wire to the brand new show The Deuce, and also the debut of Drop the Mic, which is a show that I created and co-executive produced on TBS. It debuts October 24th at 10:30. It's where celebrities rap battle against each other, and I swear to you, it's better than that sounds. I promise you that. But listen, you could download our episode now at Apple Podcasts or on the Earwolf Network and listen to an engaging conversation, sort of candid. A lot of stuff comes out with literally one of the best rappers in the game still, Method Man. We hope you listen, and whatever. Have a good time.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.